Absolutely. From talking to the community, I have picked that up, that it is a concern, and it's an unknown equation at the moment. I think people are aware they may be in that bracket, but haven't been told yet. And absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, there are soldiers and there are families that are concerned. And you're right, redundancy is a big hot topic at the moment, right across the forces. And I appreciate there may be some anxieties around that. But I am hoping in a quick space of time that people will see us here as a supporting agency to complement what already is here and to offer an alternative.
We are 8,000 miles away from the UK. Is it more important to have somebody like you in a small garrison like this?
I think it certainly is an advantage.
You're independent of the chain of command. You're still in the army. Do people sometimes have a problem with that?
I'm not part of 1RGR or 2RGR or any other unit for that matter. And I think sometimes individuals do like the fact that we, as army welfare workers, are able to speak to them from an independent point of view. But in essence, we will act to our very strict code of confidentiality that we have.
And as serving soldiers yourself, you know the stresses and strains of what life is like. Strain on marriages, relationships with kids, with dads being away for long periods of time. Is that increasing?
I think certainly in my experience, we at the moment, I would say yes. We're very much aware of what's happening in Afghanistan. Prior to Afghanistan was Iraq. And, you know, I'm aware of many soldiers that have been doing back-to-back tours. So it does have its stresses and strains, and sometimes people feel they can't go to a family member or can't go to a friend for whatever reason that may be, and they want to talk to someone who's outside of that, who's not emotionally attached and is able to either listen to them if that's what they want, or even maybe discuss certain options that may be available.
So you would have the expert knowledge of who might be the best person to contact to take this matter further?
Sometimes some of the work that we do, we can facilitate that ourselves, and other times we can refer on. It's about us as workers knowing our limitations.
There is a culture, isn't there, within the army? It's all a bit British and a bit stiff upper lip, and everybody just gets on with life, whether that's the soldier themselves or the families. So yeah. Do you think actually sometimes it's just having somebody to talk to?
I do, absolutely. We do very much live in a bubble, and certainly that is more noticeable in some of the small locations. Here is a very good example in Brunei. It is a very, very small garrison.
Are you primarily here for the soldiers or for everybody?
We're
the families
here.
Included.
We're here for everybody.